Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, there cuts a path of searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight. At the border of total darkness and the light's divine, divine, a slogan, let its shadow stretch and land on either side, either side.
The late, great Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back. Still miss him. And that's from the Innocent Age album. I recommend it to you. I owned it in many different forms. First in a CD, in a cassette play, in a cassette, then on a disc, on a real live LP, and now digitally. And it's good. It's a double album set, Innocent Age. And it's one of the best ever made. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Glad you're here. Spinning a few platters, talking about small business, celebrating National Customer Service Week. We got it all here for you. We'll probably, we may have an auction later. Who knows? Throw in a goat roping. Eric Cargiolotto is here to help us with that. You can find all that stuff, but not the goat roping, at our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check that out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to check out our poll question on the homepage. And so check all that out. Eric Cargiolotto is also the author of Speak Human. We're talking about customer care. Eric, you're not ready for the goat roping, are you?
That's where I was going to start. I know it's early, but I'm quite convinced my ears were not lying to me when you brought up goat roping. How did we get onto goat roping?
Well, you never know what you're going to get with me. I just have that kind of mind, I'm afraid. Eric, talk to us about you're traveling all over the world. You're doing business in Canada. You're doing business in the United States. You just got back from a speech in Argentina. What are you seeing out there in terms of the way? In some ways, I'm seeing a lot of companies that I used to do business with 2 years ago, 3 years ago, where they were kind of disrespectful, almost disregarded me. But now they seem to be paying a little more attention when I walk in. And I wonder if maybe, without realizing it, they're saying, you know what, maybe this guy's important. Maybe this customer thing here, maybe I got to pay more attention to that. What do you think?
You know, I think the place where I've noticed it the most is on the web. I think things like Twitter and Facebook, those two networks in particular, are largely confused as advertising mediums. And what's interesting to me is, because customers can make such a stink so verbally or so visibly right now on the web, you're seeing big companies having to come in and respond to people.
They're freaking out, aren't they? Big companies are freaking out right now over the control. See, this is all part of the age of the customer, Eric. Customers are now in control, aren't they?
Definitely, yeah. And really, it's you need one customer who's really angry, who knows the buttons to press, and they can really make things awfully uncomfortable for a traditional organization.
United breaks guitars.
I think that is the YouTube clip that has changed how every organization looks upon it. It's PR.
Every other company looked at United and said, "There, but for the grace of God, go I."
And the funny part is, no one is immune to that. And it's going to happen to a lot of good companies. Again, this is one guy who used the medium well. It's not like this sort of thing doesn't happen to us all the time. Mm-hmm. But on the flip side, I think we have to reward companies who do something great. So I was very critical of Air Canada in my book because of the things that I've personally experienced. Mm-hmm. I've often said I can't see them ever getting it together. I was on a flight out of Seattle on the weekend, and arrived a little bit early. They managed to squeeze me on the next flight, and for a change, they didn't say a thing about charging me extra.
Wow.
Yeah, 11 seats left, no problem, you're on it. And,
wow.
And it's funny, that's a big organization, and they changed how I felt about them because of one guy who was willing to be nice.
And here's the thing, Eric, and this is, folks, please listen to this. Big companies are trying to get to the point where they treat people like they treated Eric. Small, but they have to have committees. They have to have lawyers involved. It affects the analysts in on Wall Street when they make these decisions. It's a huge freight train. They have to turn around. Plus the culture. Never mind the culture that they have to change. Small business owners don't have that problem. If big businesses are trying to get to this point, Eric, if they want something, if they want it so bad they can't stand it, Small businesses have it at their fingertips, and they're not doing it. What's wrong with that picture, Eric?
You know, like we were chatting about earlier, it's largely, I believe, an issue of people being overwhelmed and not seeing this.
That's an excuse, Eric. I don't buy that. I'm sorry. It's an excuse. It's baloney.
I'm just saying that I believe that's why it occurs. I think what people have to do is really look in and go, how much are we putting into trying to get new customers in? What if we could take that money instead and invest it in keeping our existing ones and getting them to be our advocates?
Well, there's another issue here, Eric. With the Internet, with the great disruptor of all times, people are able to decide whether to do business with you or not before you even know they exist. I mean, we're in a situation now, if you don't do certain things, Eric, you could become irrelevant.
Certainly, yeah. Yeah, but you know, like, I think the nice part with it is that ultimately it comes down to fundamental sort of human relations, which comes down to, you know, be nice to people and be nice. You know, it's funny.
How about grateful? How about thank you?
Oh, definitely. And bigger than that is I'm sorry. There's something amazing when
it
you
is.
Tell someone, I made a mistake, I can't believe I did it.
It brings the firewalls down, doesn't it? It pulls the shields down, doesn't it?
And all of a sudden, you're having a dialogue instead of a fight.
Eric, how do we find you online?
You can find me at speakhuman.com or at smashlab.com.
And that's also the book, Speak
it
Human.
Is, yes.
And that's available wherever books are sold. Outstanding stuff. Lots of good stuff there. Eric can help you if you go to his website, speakhuman.com, smashlab.com. Thanks, Eric, for being here. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.